imagine a life of better living. My worth a 9 to 5, and we still barely living. Now I don't think y'all feel me. Don't think y'all feel me. No, I don't think y'all hear me. Don't think y'all hear me. See, we the future, and it ain't nobody better to preach it to you. So don't let them doctor lawyers or them politicians fool you. Here I stand, heart in my hand. You staring at the generation's next biggest man. You understand? We gon' make a difference, and we gon' make a change. Say we gon'.
Yeah, we were at the Democratic Convention in Washington D.C. last year, and basically a lot of our pieces involved the environment, young people, things that youth concern, a lot of things.
My name is Janelle, and I'm 15 years old. Actually, I performed a piece called People I Don't Get, and it's just talking about different things that a person may not get about certain people.
I don't get people I don't get. Just like them cats that go to school, got on a $200 outfit, ain't got no school supplies, ain't got no money because they lunch card say access denied. Ain't do no work, but when a person walk in the room, they ready to flirt. Let's get our priorities straight, people. Maybe it's just me. It's hard being black already. I'ma be all that I can be.
Hilda Willis, known affectionately to her students at Pappy as Ms. Hilda, has been involved in teaching artistic expression to youth for over 20 years.
On Thursday, we were sitting around jamming to see what elements of the show needed to be present at the forum. And when I asked the young people, because some of them have been hanging out and checking out what's going on, what did the forum need? They said a stronger youth voice, a stronger youth presence. That there are lots of young people here, but they wanted to make sure that if they were going to speak out for youth, that when they got on stage, they were talking about things that young people thought that older people should address.
She says that performing gives youth a sense of self that stays with them for the rest of their lives.
In the long run, it gives them a place, like a real place, of been there, done that, and they get a chance to come from this place of I don't like this or that because of my experience, not because of what I've been told. I mean, these particular young people in their messages over the last few years have earned a spot not only at a place like the U.S. Social Forum, but last year they were in Washington at the Progressive Democratic Party Convention, the only young people there talking about the issues and challenging the politicians about what they said they were going to do. So my question to them really is, who are you and what do you care about? How are you going to change the world? And how is the world changing you right now?
Who are you and what do you care about? Will you change the world or will the world change?